Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on obligation of jihad and the virtues of striving morning and evening out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we do a hadith that speaks about the fazail, the virtue of a person striving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tadammana Allah liman kharaja fi sabilihi لا يخرجه إلا جهاد في سبيلي وإيمان بي وتصديق برسلي فهو علي ضامن أن أدخله الجنة أو أرجعه إلى منزله الذي خرج منه بما نال من أجر أو غنيمة والذي نفس محمد بيده ما من كلم يكلم في سبيل الله إلا جاء يوم القيامة كهيئته يوم كلمة لونه لون دم وريحه ريح مسك والذي نفس محمد بيده لولا أن يشق على المسلمين ما قعدت خلاف سرية تغزو في سبيل الله أبدا ولكن لا أجد ساعة فأحملهم ولا يجدون ساعة ويشق عليهم أن يتخلفوا عني والذي نفس محمد بيده لوددت أن أغزو في سبيل الله فأقتل ثم أغزو في سبيل الله فأقتل ثم أغزو فأقتل رواه مسلم وروى البخاري بعضه. حضرت ابو هريره رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala takes responsibility for the person who goes out in his path. Allah ta'ala takes responsibility for the person that goes out in his path. I guarantee, this is what Allah ta'ala says, I guarantee one who goes out for no other reason than jihad in my path, believe in me and affirmation of my messengers, of either admitting him into Jannah or returning him to his home from which he left after acquiring reward or booty. So one of two things, either the person that went out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either Allah ta'ala will enter him into Jannah by him becoming shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Allah ta'ala will return him to his home from which he left, either he got some reward when he came back home because of going out in the path of Allah, or he came back with booty. I take an oath in that being in whose, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this part, I take an oath in that being in whose control is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any injury sustained in the path of Allah ta'ala will appear on the day of Qiyamah as it was on the day that it was inflicted. Its color will be that of blood, but its fragrance will be that of musk. So a person got hurt in the path of Allah, injured in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, his hand may have got cut, his leg may have got cut. Sahaba, so many incidents we heard, how much of injuries they took on their body before they were martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give them that honor, they give the shaheed this honor. What the honor will be? That he will appear on the day of Qiyamah as it was, just like that. The thing will still be bleeding. But here it won't be any smell that will be coming out, the smell of musk. Allah will make it happen. Allah will give such honor to the shaheed that on the day of Qiyamah he'll appear in that condition. What it shows us is that Allah Ta'ala likes when a person sacrifices for his sake, likes it so much that even on the day of Qiyamah this person will appear like that. Like this person, another person, I'll give you another example. Person who's going in ihram, he's going for Hajj, and he passes away in that condition. On the day of Qiyamah he'll wake up in his ihram, he'll be calling out the talbiyah, the labbaik. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah likes that action. This person, for me, he was performing Hajj and he passed away in this condition. Similarly, a Mujahid, he was striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was fighting in the path of Allah ta'ala and he passed away. Allah ta'ala loves this so much, yet this injury that he experienced at the time when he was killed, whatever injuries he had on his body, on the day of Qiyamah, he will be risen up like that. And the color will be the color of blood, but its fragrance will be that of musk. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then went on to say that, I take an oath in that being in whose control is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it not that it would cause difficulty to the Muslims, I would never stay behind from any military expedition in the part of Allah ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if it were not that it would cause difficulty to the Muslims. Obviously, remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the head of the country, of the Islamic country, and now the head needs to be there to see to the people, delegations are coming, Islam is spreading, there's so many laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are coming down. So it was not possible for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be gone out all the time in every military expedition. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that I take an oath in that being in whose control is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it were not that it would cause difficulty to the Muslims, I would never stay behind from any military expedition in the path of Allah Ta'ala. However, I do not have the means to provide them with conveyances, and neither do they have the means. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that there are people that don't have the means, and I also don't have the means to provide for every person so that they can go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore Rasulullah is going on to say that I do not have the means to provide them with conveyances, and neither do they have the means, and they would find it difficult to remain behind if I went out. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an explanation that if I went out, there would have been some poor Muslims. They don't have any means to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fact that I went out, they also would have liked to come out. So that difficulty it would have caused them. Therefore at times that I also stay behind. One of the reasons why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stay behind. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, last part of this hadith says that I take an oath in that being in whose control is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would love to wage jihad in the path of Allah ta'ala and be killed, and then again wage jihad in the path of Allah ta'ala and be killed again, and then wage jihad in the path of Allah ta'ala and be killed again. Allah ta'ala give us that spirit. Who's saying this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes we see people around the world that they fearlessly they'll stand in front of tanks with stones, they'll stand in front of people with machine guns without anything, but yet fearlessly they're willing to give themselves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the true spirit of a believer, the true spirit of a Muslim, that is happy to give his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taking an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I would love to wage jihad in the path of Allah and be killed again for the second time, wage jihad and be killed again for the third time, wage jihad and be killed. Who's saying this? Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This fragrance that comes out of the wounds of the Mujahid on the day of Qiyamah will be there. One of the reasons ulama explained is to reveal the honor that Allah Ta'ala gives for sacrificing his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Allah Ta'ala give us also that spirit of sacrificing our lives, sacrificing our health, sacrificing our belongings and our assets for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not a small thing, this is a very big thing. Person is desirous that whatever Allah has given me, I would use it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This quality will come in a person the more and more he gets detached from the world. But the more attached and the more engrossed we get in the world, the further we get away from the spirit of Sahaba, the further we get away from the spirit of the pious that always had the spirit that I want to give myself. The trick or the way of getting is a person detaches himself psychologically. We all have to live in this world. We all have to benefit from this world, but the person doesn't become attached to the world. In other words, he gets more and more detached from the world. The world is just treated as a means and not treated as the objective of a person's life. Then Allah Ta'ala makes this a possibility where he has the desire that, oh Allah, one day I want to give my life for your sake. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make the amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.